So that's happening as well. You could go there before the curfew. I did get to go last weekend. Some of the activations were working, some of them weren't. So hopefully they get that together so that everybody can enjoy that and be safe. And again, as I say every week, I stay in a virtual club. So please support our local DJs. So we have Blaster, Star Q, Quite Sane, J.E. Buns, DJ Maddie, and I'm sure there's quite a few more. So if you go on their Instagram pages or Facebook page, you will see their schedules. So please go support them, follow their pages. It's all on Twitch, so twitch.tv. You could go sign up for free, follow their pages. If you can, tip them. They're out there and they're keeping us high up in spirit during this time. So definitely support them, the DJs, as well as our local restaurants. Support them as well because they are also going through a hard time. And just want to say, everybody stay safe. This is a really hard time because we're going into the winter blues since the Christmas holidays are over. So even though we can't get together physically, stay connected. Phone friends, Clubhouse, FaceTime, all that stuff, especially people that live alone. Please contact your friends and family that live by themselves and stay safe. So that is all I have for the community updates this week.
Thank you so much for the updates. I'm very happy you were able to, find a lot of things to do, actually, because I was kind of worried. I was just like, is there going to be anything? But I'm pretty happy. A lot of virtual stuff, obviously.
Yeah.
Well, I'll go check out a few of the things you said, particularly the one at Plaza Zara. I think I'll go check it out and see what happens.
Hopefully. No, it's really cute. It's fun. Wear your mask, have hand sanitizer on deck because some people are just a little too free for the time being. But it's really cute. I was happy that I was able to go outside and do some stuff instead of just being inside all the time. So it was cool.
Yeah, definitely.
That's so dope, Lorena. Plus, I was about to plug them in, but you said I was happy to learn that the Creole course on Saturday is in collaboration with Saint Toussaint. They're doing amazing thing for the not necessarily for the Haitian community, but to put forward the culture of Haiti. So that's really dope. I think I'm gonna look this up.
Definitely. I didn't know there was a Centre Toussaint here, so I am going to follow up with them. And if they have any other things that they're doing, I'm definitely going to add that in to the list of stuff that I can report for community updates.
Yeah, I think that's definitely a good look for the city. And it's good to explore new cultures for the people that are not necessarily Haitian. You know what I mean? Just go and look it up. Lorena, thank you so much for the updates.
Of course.
And, I guess we'll have you next week with more updates. Hopefully there's more things to do.
Oh, I hope so. If not, I'm out of a little job here.
All right.
I wanna capture the essence of being unbothered. Yeah, yeah. Hey. Woo. Oh. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Hey.
Woo. I've been acting hella different lately. Can you hear me? Can't get my new number to my baby. Can you hear me? Got too much security, none of them can't get near me. My mink be so furry, got them vultures trying to get me. Oh, my be hella loud. Can you hear me? Be hella loud. Can you hear me? I throw it in the crowd. Can you hear me? Might be hella loud. Can you hear me? Yo, don't like me, but he respecting me. Feel me? He don't wanna see me mixed that way. Why with the Henny? Don't know why them people hating on me. They can't stand me, but can they have me? A couple Grammys, yeah.
Talk that talk, cause I walk that walk. Better watch my shoes. They be following me wherever I go. Must know I got the news. Bob boss with the paint job. 4G auto with the shoes. MCM with the six pack. Baby daddy to your boo, yeah.
I've been acting hella different lately. Can you hear me? Can't get my new number to my baby. Can you hear me? Got too much security. None of them can't get near me. My mink be so furry. Got them vultures trying to get me. Ooh, my be hella loud.
Can you hear me?
My be hella loud.
I get a wedded in my acapellas. None of it
never hit that bed. They say she only with me cause I got that cheddar, but I come in and knock it down. You can never knock my crown. Ring later, baby, I'm not that clown. 20 minutes up, let it rock the ground. Can you hear me? If that's your, that's my, so I'm commandeering. That gon' do everything that I say, I call her Siri. Ooh, she gotta call me on my money phone. I'm just too busy for the quickie, baby.
I've been acting hella different lately, can you hear me? Can't get my new number to my baby, can you hear me? Got too much security, none of them can't get near me. My mink be so furry, got them vultures trying to get me. Ooh, my be hella loud, can you hear me? My be hella loud.
CKUT 90.3.
Shorty got, she just got a tummy talk. Yeah, star tenders, run it up. Ah, let's get into it. Watch it. Yeah. Ah, if you don't win no off-ramp. Ooh, don't think these understand me. Ooh, she let me touch it in Miami. Ooh, I'm feeling like I'm bigger valley. I see it in you. You just left your man, that's too bad. Phone like skirt, skirt. All up in your feelings, yeah, you say it's so hurt. Ellie got the change, now it's time to run it out. And the game got it too, so you know they wanna fuss. Shorty got, she just gotta tell me talk. Yeah, star tenders, run it up. Ain't gonna win no off-brand, baby. Ooh, don't think these d***s understand me. Ooh, she let me touch it in Miami. Ooh, I'm feeling like I'm bigger valley. Ain't gonna win no off-brand, baby. Ooh, don't think these d***s understand me. Ooh, she let me touch it in Miami. Ooh, I'm feeling like I'm bigger valley.
Oh shit. Bitch, we in the city on that hot shit. Looking for a bitty on that thot shit. Y'all ain't getting money, nigga, stop this. I be round the globe talking high shit. I do my own stunts, Jackie Chan with it. I do my own stunts, Jackie Chan with it. I do my own stunts, Jackie Chan with it. I do my own stunts, Jackie Chan with it. Bitch, we in the city on that hot shit. Looking for a bitty on that thot shit. Y'all ain't getting money, nigga, stop this. I be running globe talking high shit. I do my own stunts, Jackie Chan with it. I do my own stunts, Jackie Chan with it. I do my own stunts, Jackie Chan with it. I do my own stunts, Jackie Chan with it.
Ice water turn Atlantic. Night calling in a phantom. Told them, hold it, don't you panic. Took an island, felt the mansion. Drop the roof, more expansion. Drive a coupe, you can stand it. He's undercover. I'm an ass and titty lover. Guess we all been for each other. Now that all the dogs free. And we out in these streets. Can you do it? Can you pop it for me?
Pull up in the demon on guard. Looking like I still do fraud. Flying private jet with the rod. It's that Z. It's that Z. Pull up in the demon on guard. Looking like I still do fraud. Flying private jet with the rod. It's that Z.
And I probably should have told you I heard this bad. I know. And I probably shouldn't want this so bad. It's weighing, weighing on me. Don't wanna wake up in the morning. Can't let them do what we did in this bed. And I can't get you out, so I gotta go. No, I'm not ready for you on me all alone. But I'm undecided.
Look at all these marks, but I'm chilling this side. I'm waiting. See, baby, you're just my type. You're the perfect fit here, right by my side.
Let me love when you're on your way. Cause I've been thinking about making love to you. Oh. Let me turn the music up. Champagne, baby, let me fill your cup. D-game, baby, I'ma D you up.
Staring you up, oh no. Just can't settle down, not right now. What you need and what you like. Drinks and girls of every type. I've had one too many. I've had one too many. Sexy girls and skinny flex. Planes and transatlantic flex. I've had one too many. I've had one too many. Oh yeah.
Take it back, y'all, now to the left. Take it back, y'all, now to the left. Take it back, y'all, now to the left. Take it back, y'all.
Oh, yeah. What it is, what it truly might be. Nothing that you know of. You don't need to hold up. Time stall above and beyond. You take drugs, make it up, way up where we on. Space shuttle Elon. Time we don't waste much. Fuck when we wake up. Then I have her sang just like Celine Dion. Catch me if you can, but you'll never catch me. Damn, whole lot of yes I am. All the way in with no exit plan. Already left and the jet don't land. Yeah, the time is ticking, come take a ride. Get inside, this is highly different. I'm talking fly, got a pilot with me. Can I mind my business? Why you tripping? Give you something that your eyes can witness. Ooh, you're too close. I don't understand why you're doing the most. You can love it, you can leave it. This ain't nothing but doubt it. Don't let them get you down. What if I don't need it? There's something about it.
I still see ya, doing everything that we said we gonna do. Girl, I still see ya, I still see ya. Putting all my pride and my girl to the side, cause I still see ya, I still see ya.
smoking on my way. Been a corny in the streets, so I can still see ya. I still see ya. You wanna be me, I wanna eat ya. I wanna meet your ex, so I can beat them. And have a daughter, and be a teacher. And never follow, and be a leader. And baby girl, I still see ya. I got a light skin bitch, with her like bench love. And she fighting, fuck me in the same clothes. But when I put that daddy, baby, daddy, papa, so she girl her toes and close her eyes, I finish up, she yelling yours. I still call ya, whichever way you wanna, baby girl, it's on ya. I got the money, you got the problems, so I can solve it, but I still need ya, I still see ya, and that's okay, baby, I'm a nigga cheater. Yeah, most of them be the Caesar Pizza. That right, hell yeah. Anyways, we can get them moving on the dance floor, no choice.
Okay, here on a morning detour on CKUT 90.3 FM. I'm here with Tracy again this morning. Thank you, Lorena, for these beautiful, beautiful, beautiful notes on what to do this week. I think it was very needed. I think
it was.
One thing Lorena touched on a little bit was mental health, and you know, making sure that you reach out to your loved ones and things of that nature. And I think I just wanted to make sure that we talk a little bit about mental health and how, you know, to take care of ourselves during this COVID time, especially here in Quebec, here in Canada, during the winter months that, you know, now it's starting to be really cold. Even though this year is a pretty easy winter, I would say it's not as cold as last year, but still there's a few things that I wanted to make sure that we talked about. So first and foremost, the different effects that COVID can have on your mental health. So we've talked about it numerous times on the show ever since COVID started. So, you know, for the people that live alone, isolation can be something that is very difficult to cope with. There's been a surge actually when it comes to the refugees and SPCAs and things of that nature in people wanting to adopt kittens and actually kittens more than dogs, just because you can be indoors and you feel like you're working from home, and maybe you're not working and you're home all the time, so you want to adopt a kitty or a cat, an adult cat. That's a good way to go about it, but just wanted to remind people that once COVID does end and when you're not necessarily working from home, that is still a commitment that you've made and that you want to make sure that you keep this animal with you.
However,
I think it's good. I even remember Concordia University in winter, way before COVID, a few years ago when I was at Concordia, they were having pet clinics for the students. So pretty much it was like a whole day, and you could go to a specific building and you would wait in line and you could play with puppies. And, you know, that was something that they created so students can relieve their stress a little bit and also to help cope with winter. So definitely, if that's something that you're looking to do, you can go and adopt a little kitty or a puppy if you can. There's a bunch of refugees, and Montreal has a lot of cats actually in refugees nowadays. So definitely isolation. So that's one thing you can do. The other thing is try and not stay too much to yourself. If possible, like Lorena mentioned, try and reach out to family members. Try and maybe do a virtual lunch with your colleagues or a virtual lunch with your friends. I know that that's some things that me and my friends have tried to implement, and it's not as good as a real lunch in person, but it can help getting out of your mood, especially since a lot of people don't necessarily notice when they start to become very to themselves at home. So that's definitely something you could do. Maybe find a book to read or things of that nature, but pretty much loneliness is one of the effects. The other thing is the fact that you are not necessarily able to see your loved ones. So, you know, especially, so Tracy, you mentioned, for example, that you had an early person in your family that caught COVID due to a younger person. And I'm pretty sure that was difficult for them to be isolated for the family, as well as it was difficult for your family to, you know, be isolated from them.
Yeah, definitely. It was we were all stressed because, you know, as a family, even in times of COVID, we try to help each other. And sometimes, you know, one kid would be somewhere and like, you know, we actually really separate the bubbles. So just in the matter of like one kid being in contact with the grandmother and her contracted COVID, it created a spark of, you know, stress, and also having to leave her alone in her apartment, like wanting to check on her, but we couldn't get in contact with her. So it was very stressful. And like the official says, the kids usually they don't have any symptoms, so she didn't have any. So they literally just tested her because it was a situation, and we realized she got COVID, and within days you know, the family member got symptoms and got worse. Now she's much better, but
glad she, you know, is glad mm-hmm. she's better. But yeah, definitely stress caused by the fact that you may be giving COVID to a family member, or somebody from your circle or your bubble may be giving COVID to a family member. Stress also for people that have lost their jobs and that weren't able necessarily to find a replacement job. Stress, I know, for the artists. I know a lot of artists, especially Montreal is a very artsy city. It's a very cultural city. A lot of artists, a lot of singers, dancers, DJs, and other performing artists are having difficulties right now because, you know, they're not able to go and perform, which was one of the ways for them to actually be able to make money. So there's stress. There's a lot of people having anxiety. There's a lot of people panicking because they don't know when this is going to end. So there's a lot of ways in which COVID affects our daily lives when it comes to our mental health. And so I thought it would be interesting to just give you guys like a few tips, a few things that you can do, maybe like I've just done, to, you know, try and relax a little bit as much as you can. And also there's a bunch of resources available in Quebec and in Canada for that. Tracy, I don't know if you had anything when it comes to mental health, if you have any advice that you could give our listeners.
Well, already I'm working on a wellness workshop because I feel like there's a lot of people that have first been asking me, you know, how do I cope with COVID? Because I look like such a positive person online. I feel like it's definitely hard for everybody. So I decided to put something built on something that could be helpful for everybody. So there's that. If not, then I'd say for myself, what I do is I try to really take the time for myself. People think that, you know, self-care is for Sundays, or, you know, it's not something that you do just like that. But the simple fact, let's say coming out of work and sitting down and purposely disconnecting myself from, you know, everything that I went through during the day or that I consumed during the day when it came to, you know, the news and everything, that 5 minute of disconnecting and telling myself, okay, now I'm home, I'm alive, I'm healthy, I only have control on what I can control. That really helps me. So I have a few tips. I'll leave it for the workshops, but what do you have for us?
What I have, so one of the things, like I said, reading a book for people that like to read, or even if you don't like to read, you could try an anime, a cartoon, or things of that nature, like maybe a comic. That may be a good way. First of all, we're on our screens a lot. When I say our screens, I mean our cell phones, our computers, and things of that nature. So I think a good book might be good. And also, if it's something that you're interested in, your brain might be able to, you know, evade the reality in which we find ourselves right now. And you might be able to, you know, find yourself in the world of the books. That's always a good thing. One thing that was very, very, I guess, popular during the first lockdown everywhere around the world was baking. A lot of people learned how to make sourdough bread. That could be another time. If you didn't do it the first time, maybe right now is the time to learn a few recipes. Not necessarily baking, but, you know, maybe try that salad that you tried at that restaurant one time and you said, oh, you know what, I'm going to try and make this at home. This might be a good way, especially if you live at home with kids or your significant other or roommates. that could be a cool activity to do instead of, you know, watching Netflix all day. Because we talk about Netflix a lot. There's a lot of good series, but also doing actual things with your hands, involving yourself in something other than just a screen is definitely something that helps. So cooking is definitely something that I recommend. There's also a lot of professional trainers that do have online workout classes, a lot in Montreal. So, you know, definitely go check your trainers out. Check them out on Instagram and see if they have classes. Support them, one, financially, because, you know, the gyms are closed and they still need to, that's their job, you know, so they still need to be able to work. But at the same time, working out also helps you. I've noticed that it boosts my mood a lot when I work out, and when I don't, like, I actually feel it and I'm like, okay, no, I need to go back to working out, because, you know, I can see that I'm really feeling different. So working out, even if you don't have a big space in your house, jump rope works. If you don't have neighbors under your apartment, definitely jumping rope is definitely something cool. So that's
or take a walk during hours outside of the lockdown.
Yes. Exactly. Take a walk before 8 p.m. I think that could be a good way to do things. And one thing that I feel people don't do necessarily, I know that I wasn't doing it, and then one day I just was like, why not? It's just blast music in your house if you can, and just dance. Even if you're alone, dancing is really good. Put some music that you like, maybe put a new artist to discover. There's a bunch of great Montreal artists, to be honest. Like, I really love the Montreal scene right now. Yeah. And, you know, just blast
music.
Yeah, there's a, okay, so if you had a good artist, let's give people a few artists that they can listen to from the city, because I think, you know, we need to boost our artists a little bit.
Man, listen, so I have a bunch. I like Rock Lee. He's a producer. He's worked with Mel Pacifico and a few other dope artists from the city. I like Shaylia as well. There's a new album that came out from Connaisseur Tsikazo. Mm-hmm. So that's a rap album that came out on the 1st of January. Do I have any? I have Zayna Mates as well that I really like. So those are the ones that I have on top.
Yeah. I think there's also Sha Frank. Sha Frank has some dope.
Yes, she's really good. I like good. Her.
Shaylia for me as well. Love her. Love what she does. There's a few upcoming rappers as well. I'm like trying to catch up on the Montreal music scene, you know. It's pretty dope. Sometimes I send it to my friend, you know, in Paris, just so they can listen to it. And usually they have comments and good feedback. So guys, definitely listen to them.
Yes, I have another one since you're talking about people and friends. One that we should be looking out. It's David Campana. Or maybe David Campana, a very, very dope French rapper to look. I don't even want to say French. Like, he has his own style. Very, very dope. He comes out with music very often as well. Came out with a project for the holidays. So for those interested or who like or wants to just discover a new artist, David Campana is one too.
Yeah, I think, listen, I'm going to go check out all of those. We'll try and put it on our social media as well so you guys can go and listen to them. One last thing that I wanted to mention when it comes to mental health. So like I said, we have a list of resources that are available in Quebec and in Canada. Everything is available online. So, you know, you don't have to go anywhere, especially with COVID. I think that's great. So there's the Canadian Mental Health Association. They have a bunch of resources on their website. We'll post it on our social media, so they give you advice on, you know, what to do. There's even a few tests on the Canada website, Canada CA website, a test that you can do to assess where your mental health stands when it comes to COVID. So I think this is very interesting. So we'll post that on social media as well. And one last thing that I wanted to mention that I think we mentioned maybe last year on the show, there is a list of BIPOC mental health specialists in Montreal and in the greater Montreal area, so Laval and other close by cities. So it's a list that is pretty exhaustive, that is pretty interesting when it comes to finding a mental health specialist. I know sometimes it's difficult. You don't necessarily want to talk to a stranger about your issues and things of that nature, but I promise you it is worth it. So you can go, if you have insurance with your job, a lot of insurance companies do refund the fees for a mental health specialist. Definitely, we'll post that on our social media. Go check it out. I know a few people that were able to find their therapist through that that list. So I think it's very interesting. And they will be able to relate to your specific needs and specific, cultural. They'll be able to understand your cultural differences and things of that nature. So I think that's good. All right, guys.
That was, thank you so much, Soki. That was a lot of great information. I think we all need to be reminded sometimes that it's okay to not be feeling well, to be, especially to be feeling overwhelmed during the times that we're living in. We've been in this situation for the past 10 months. It seems like it's never going to end, but it will. So in the meantime, take care of yourself and your loved ones.
Definitely. So we're going to go to a little bit more music again, and after we'll be back for our last conversation. We need to talk about these New Year resolution. This is Soke and Tracy on the Morning Detour on CKAT 90.3 FM. Okay. All right. New Year resolutions.
You got some New Year's resolution, Kay?
Kind of. But. Okay. But I have a little intro to the history of New Year resolutions. So.
Okay, perfect.
Okay.
So I'll let you go.
Okay, 3, 2, 1. So, okay, here on CKAT 90.3 FM, the Morning Detour. I'm here with Tracy this morning. We are in 2021, guys. We're in 2021. It's a new year. I know you guys wanted 2020 to be over so bad. It is finally over. And a lot of people did not want to do New Year resolution this year, but you know, I felt like it would be interesting to talk about it. I feel like it's tradition, you know. So I found a little history on New Year resolution because I always wonder where it came from. So pretty much in the ancient Babylonians are said to have been the first people to make New Year's resolutions some 4,000 years ago. I find this pretty interesting. That's 4,000 years ago.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, so okay. They were the first to hold recorded celebration in honor of the new year. Though for them, the year began not in January, but in mid-March when the crops were planted. So they had a massive 12-day religious festival known as Akitu, in which they crowned a new king or reaffirmed their loyalty to the reigning king. They also made promises to the gods to pay their debts and return any objects they had borrowed. Pretty much it was promises that could be considered as the forerunners of our current New Year resolutions, even though it's kind of different, and if the Babylonians kept to their words, their gods will bestow favors on them for the coming years. If not, they will fall out of the gods' favors, a place no one wanted to be. I think it's very interesting because our New Year resolutions now are more like, okay, so this year, is this what I'm going to be doing? I know some people even make lists and then they check what they've done the year after. And they feel a way if they didn't accomplish everything that they said they would do. But I thought it was interesting to look into that and see that 4,000 years ago, people were actually celebrating the new year. That's pretty interesting. But, you know, since, you know, we're talking about New Year resolutions, I said that I would be looking for three things that, you know, were going to be my resolutions for the year. It doesn't have to be anything crazy, guys. I know a lot of people said they were going to meditate at least once a week. A lot of people said they were going to budget. I feel like COVID is a good way to budget because you don't necessarily go out as much. You know what I mean? But these are my next resolution, I guess, for 2021. So one of the things that I said I would do in 2021 is I will order Uber Eats or any type of food outside not more than twice a month because
okay,
yeah, I was like, I was gonna say once a month, but then I thought about it. So yeah, no more than twice a month, just because, to be honest, I know how to cook, and it's just been literally laziness sometimes where I can literally just cook something that would be flavorful, and at least I know what's in it. So that's one of the things that I would do, and I think at least it will keep me occupied when I don't have anything to do since, you know, lockdown and COVID and things of that nature. So that, read more books. I'm going to try and read at least one book a month. I love reading, and I feel like I've watched Netflix so much and been on social media so much that I've let that go a little bit. And it's too bad because there's so many great books that could be audiobooks or things like that, but definitely read more books and you know, try and scale down the amount of social media I consume. I think that's the last one for me, because social media is literally invasive in my life. I think in a lot of people's lives, the first thing I check in the morning is my Instagram. It has to stop. So yeah, that's pretty much my resolution for the year. A lot of people are saying, you know, they're going to do more workouts. They're going to eat less calories. They're going to take care of plants. But, you know, these were the three I had. Did you have anything in particular? I want to hear yours.
Like you said, there's people that have a whole list, and I'm part of those people. Every year I have a whole list of, I don't want to say resolutions, it's more so goals that I have for myself and try to situate myself. I don't see it as a, you know, competition with myself or with anybody else. It's just, you know, with what I can do and what I want in life, this is what I would love to accomplish this year. And so I have a full list that I do. But I say the ones that I could share for sure would be to read more. I feel like I have completely abandoned reading for the sake of being too busy doing so many things. And I love being on a computer. I work with a computer. I do everything on a computer. And so I want to read more. I want to read books more, because I read a lot of articles. I can read even like studies, but I don't read books enough. So I want to do that. Definitely another thing that I would like to do would be to put out content. So for all the creatives, I know that I think y'all can relate. You know, sometimes you get into a space where your creativity gets the best of you and it's never good enough for you to put out anything, or you want to sit on it and make sure that it's perfect. So yeah, I want to do that. There's a lot of things that I like to do. I like to be behind the camera more often. I like to help others create their own platforms or develop their own platforms. But I think there's also a lot of things that I can share that could be useful and beneficial to others. So I want to do that, putting it out there. So I guess now y'all don't have any choice but to keep me accountable. And maybe the last thing, I need to work out. I need to have the blood circulate in my blood, in my whole body. And I don't do that enough. So I guess it's pretty basic, but I think at the same time, those are necessary for me. So that would be my resolution. Can I add peace in the world?
Yes, I definitely peace in the world and no more COVID. Listen to scientists when they tell us that there's going to be a pandemic and give them funding for their research, please? Because you know, I think your resolutions are pretty good. The content thing definitely resonated for sure. I think a lot of creators will resonate with that comment as well. Seriously, I was going through, so when I was preparing for this, I was going through actually the internet and trying to find the resolutions. A lot of people have the same resolutions. It's a lot of working out, a lot of reading books, a lot of you know, yoga. Some people said volunteering, even though nowadays it might be complicated to volunteer with, you know, COVID being there.
Well, can I just add to that, being that I love to volunteer. I've been volunteering for years. I have paused the last year because I've been very busy with my own projects and with work. But I want to say, for anybody that's willing to volunteer, reach out to the organizations that you like. You know, sometimes they might, even if it's in, we're in COVID situations, some of them need volunteer, in-person volunteers to be able maybe to distribute anything to particular groups. But it could also be some assistance or some sort of support online to different groups. So don't be shy, don't be afraid to reach out, because you never know, they might need volunteers.
No, for sure. Volunteering is definitely great. I think I'll wait for COVID to to be done so I can go back to in-person volunteering, because that's always good. Mm-hmm. And like, giving back to the community. One of the things that I definitely will add to my resolution, and not just resolutions, I would say something that I will add to, I guess, being in lockdown, or even just because I want to do new things, is learning a new skill or taking on a new hobby. So it could be, there's so many online masterclass now. There's so many platforms on which you can learn pretty much anything. And, you know, you can learn how to code if you want to code. You can learn how to paint. There's tutorials that will teach you how to paint online. You don't necessarily need to go to a physical space now to do that and learn how to do it. So, you know what? I might just go. I have a few ideas of a few skills that I want to have, so I might just do that. And it's always good to do that, because it also trains your brain, and you make sure that your brain stays fresh in terms of you're learning new things, because I feel like we do so much of the same thing every day that at some point, it's not that you stop learning, but it's just the same thing over and over. So something new might be a little refresh.
Yeah, they say that the brain is a muscle, right? So you need to exercise it by trying to do different type of activities just to help your brain stay active and healthy, and also to make your brain make new connections in your connections. So always good to take on new tasks, new skills, to help your wellness, if I can say, improve your wellness.
Yeah, for sure. You know, guys, if you guys want to let us know what are your New Year's resolutions, if you are taking New Year's resolution, or even if it's just things that you are doing during COVID, if you want to share it with us, you can share it on our social media. We'll make sure to answer you. You know, we always answer to our DMs, and we try and post things on our stories from time to time. Definitely make sure that you go check out all our videos on YouTube. You know, we're on YouTube, The Morning Detour. We have all our interviews. We've interviewed some dope people, a lot of people from the city too, so you know, go show some support. You can follow Tracy, give out your social media. Where can they follow you? What are you doing for them soon?
So you can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at TRAEEPAUL. Just for the people out there, so what I do, I'm a host, interviewer, conference moderator, workshop facilitator. So if you ever need support in terms of that, don't be afraid to send me a message. I'm also bilingual, so I speak English and French. I had the opportunity to facilitate and moderate multiple opportunities, events at the end of the year. So that was like super, super dope. The power of social media is crazy, y'all, and paid opportunities at that. So I like to say, to share it, simply because I think it's important for people that are working out there to not undervalue them, undervalue what they can bring. So, you know, I'm not saying not to, you can't start anywhere or you can't get paid, but I think that you should definitely, if you can get on paid opportunities, do so. So that's really it as far as what will be coming. I think I did share the workshop, but a lot of other things that I'm working with people. You mentioned Clubhouse. So Clubhouse is a crazy place. I was able to meet and connect with so many different people. So yeah, at Trey Paul on Instagram and Twitter, TRAEEPAUL. Y'all, thank you so much, Soke, for having me.
Thank you so much for being with us on the show today. You know,
very, you know, I want to say it again, Montreal, my city, Weezy, we were thinking about you being on your self-care week.
Yeah. I'm happy to do the self-care week, you know. It needs to rest, it needs to relax, it deserves it. It works a lot, you know. But it was very good to have you on the show. Hopefully you come back soon, you know, because it's been a while since you've been here.
I know. Always happy to be amongst you guys.
Yeah, it was nice. Montreal, my city, again, like you said, you know, Montreal, it was The Morning Detour on CKT 90.3 FM. Have a beautiful weekend. Make sure you stay safe. And don't forget, the lockdown is starting. The lockdown and the curfew are starting tomorrow evening. So make sure that, you know, you do everything you have to do before 8 p.m.
Yes.
You are now locked into The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Share what you do to me. It made my baby mama like that. What you do to me? Let me take off my work. That what you do to me? Let me take off my trip. That what you do to me? Tell my niggas my name finish. That what you do to me? First class to the Hummers. That what you do to me? Take my mind off them bitches. That what you do to me? Louis Vuitton to Hilliard. That what you do to me?
Like what you do to me? Like who we used to be? Back then, before the cars, before the jewelry. You said them niggas phony. I told you thanks for that. We get high, her fat ass. My baby got my back. My mama don't like her. I said she cool with me. We be killing them. Somebody read the eulogy. Like what you do to me. This liquor duty free. Black man getting his money, no coonery. I want a unity in my community. Holy shells on the floor. I counted 33. New York like Derek G. Hip hop like Eric B. Rock him. LOX. Check out my melody.
Blow 100 on camera. Share what you do to me. It made my baby mama like that. What you do to me? Made me take off my work. That what you do to me? Let me take off my trip. That what you do to me? Tell my niggas my name finish. That what you do to me? First class to the Hummers. That what you do to me? Take my mind off them bitches. That what you do to me? Louis Vuitton to Hilliard. That what you do to me?
Got me all in my bag, that's what you do to me. Spanish, her second language, she speak it fluently. APs, bust them paddocks, she got like two or three. Nice. Fuck the world, baby girl, cause it's just you and me. Yeah. Long as you want me to win, that's what you do to me. Bitches hating again, ain't nothing new to me. If the car came with miles, then it ain't new to me. Us first, them forever, no matter who it be. Well, see me go the extra mile, that's what you do to me. Yeah. Every time you see me smile, that's what you do to me. Ooh. You just playing your part, you do it beautifully. Wow. I'm just speaking from the heart, I'm speaking truthfully.
I got 100 on camera, share what you do to me. It made my baby mama like that, what you do to me. Made me take off my work, that what you do to me. Let me take off my trip, that what you do to me. Tell my niggas my name finish, that what you do to me. First class to the Hummers, that what you do to me. Take my mind off them bitches, that what you do to me.
That's what you do.
Time to heal y'all, that what you do to me.
What you do to me? Light up the glue with me. Left the 9 home and she bought the 22 to me. She be stunning all like Rick the Ruler with the jewelry. Half a brick of yay and a bra with the booters be. From the biggie day, I will pull up where the shooters be. You on my computer, love, face on my computer screen. We could blow 100, baby. That's nothing new to me. Gotta hit Chanel for you. Gotta hit blue for me. Riding, gotta bang it out the window. They pursuing me. We could get the bag and the check. Speak annuities fluently. And when I'm doing you, I be doing me. Told my niggas money business, I'm just doing
pee. Share what you do to me. It made my baby mama like that, what you do to me. Made me take off my work, that what you do to me. Let me take off my trip, that what you do to me. Tell my niggas money business, that what you do to me. First class to the Hummers, that what you do to me. Take my mind off them bitches, that what you do to me. Louis Vuitton to Hilliard, that what you do to me.
On CKUT 90.3 FM.
And when you're out making love, don't think I'm not. When you're feeling good and somebody starts getting hot, don't stop. Just don't think I'm not.
When you're out in the club, don't think I'm not. Even when you're out making love, don't think I'm not. When you're feeling good, there's somebody's spot getting hot, don't stop. Just don't think I'm not, cause I'm out getting mine. You lose, I was on techno, planning my city, pop, like what's with you? You was my best friend, bought you YSL with matching shoes. Put it on God, I swear I stopped like BBS, your jewels. Not this time, you ain't my sign, oh baby, yeah. Boy, love, I'm on a rebound. Was it in your car, tell me what you say. Hey, all these niggas that you be round, you and I know the cliche. When you're out in the club, don't think I'm not. Even when you're out making love, don't think I'm not. When you're feeling good, cause somebody's spot getting hot, don't stop. Just don't think I'm not, cause I'm out keeping. When you're out in the club, don't think I'm not. Even when you're out making love, don't think I'm not. When you're feeling good, and somebody's spot getting hot, don't stop. Just don't think I'm not, cause I'm out getting mine.
Go ahead, carry on. Might pull up on your bitch one time with a stick if I really want. But the drama is not worth it, the drama is so long. I know what you want. Y'all being headstrong. No cap, no cap. Y'all start mucking these braids. Your nigga brush, 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 brush. Still gone, young, this wave. My niggas don't behave. Tell a nigga don't get in my face. No
day. When you're out in the club, don't think I'm not. Even when you're out making love, don't think I'm not. When you're feeling good, need somebody's pocket knock. Don't stop, just don't think I'm not. Cause I'm out getting mine. When you're out in the club, don't think I'm not. Even when you're out making love, don't think I'm not. When you're feeling good, need somebody's pocket knock. Don't stop, just don't think I'm not. Cause I'm out getting mine.
Sound.
C. K. K.
U.
T. T. 90.3 FM.
Another reliable communication channel.
To slow the spread of the virus, we need to press pause again. That's why once more, we need to stay home and avoid all non-essential travel. Gatherings are prohibited in red zones and are to be avoided in orange zones. And it's important to keep following the everyday health measures. Let's press pause again to curb the spread. Learn more at quebec.ca/coronavirus. Let's continue to protect ourselves properly. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Hi, this is Derek Sager, stay-at-home dad and pre-COVID comedian. I'm sorry, I'm eating a hot turkey sandwich. Again. I made tons for the holidays. I'll probably still be eating turkey till Valentine's Day. But it's time we talk about our resolutions. Please, stay at home and limit your contacts. Let's protect each other. And if anyone has a recipe that calls for 17 pounds of leftover turkey, I really need that. Like, really. Let's keep our spirits up.
A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Thank you.